gives you the right? What's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Will Christian Bale ever return to the role of Batman? If I just had to give a quick, simple answer, I would say no. I don't think that that's ever going to happen. I think that that potential possibility was thrown out to him for the Flash film, and he turned it down. That's why they ended up getting George Clooney, which, in retrospect, Christian Bale made a really good decision there. I think it would be really cool to see him pop up in a multiverse film 10 years from now if the DCU succeeds and does really well, and they're at the point where, you know, Marvel was right at the end of Endgame. But do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, considering the type of actor that Christian Bale is. I don't think he'll ever return to that role.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Also, I think you're especially right. If it were ever to happen, it would have to be kind of like a Toby coming back in like late MCU. Like it would have to, the DCU would have to be a bona fide success.
Yes.
Because like right now, I think Warner Brothers is struggling with narrative. They made up in their mind that there's a lot of things that they've done wrong, but that they needed to go much more MCU, right? And that's what people wanted. Bright, shiny, more humorous superheroes. And so they've tried to replicate what the MCU's got. Then the Penguin just crushes it. That's all downwind from the Dark Knight. If you were to introduce Christian Bale's Batman, like if they were to do something crazy, like, hey, wouldn't he be great to bring back for the Brave and the Bold as an older, you're just begging for people to compare it to other stuff.
And I also think he doesn't want to come back for that.
Yeah, and I don't think he would. Like, although he did, he wasn't Thor, so I mean.
So this is my vow. All gods will die.
Sometimes these actors are doing things that would surprise you.
I feel like there used to be a time where most of these people in Hollywood wouldn't go near some of these opportunities in the MCU because they'd be like, I'm not going to get involved. Like, that's kind of cheesy. And then eventually there was a time where they're like, how in the world do I end up in these last two movies? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I get in on this? Like, I want to be in the MCU now. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, I'm not going to fight for the position, but I'd really love to be, blah, blah, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, I think right now DCU's probably like, you know, this might not go as well as it could, you know, and Christian Bale is absolutely one of those guys that's not going to go near that. Even if it starts doing good, we might not ever get that opportunity. Whether we want it or the fans want it or it's deserved, it's the right time, he probably will never do that, knowing the kind of fella he seems to be. Not to claim to know him, but the little bit that we could gather, he's probably like, oh, there's some real philosophical reason as to why he probably wouldn't want to do that.
I concur there, but I don't think he's coming back, you know, unless he's in a pinch and might need a rapid infusion of a big payday.
Yeah.
I think the next version of him as Batman is not happening. From what I've seen him talk about the role, he's never really said that, even if the right story came across for me to review, that he'd consider it. It was like, that's in the rearview mirror, and he's looking ahead now.
Do you guys think, this is a little bit off topic, but do you guys think that that second Joker movie ruined our chances of a Mr. Freeze origins story?
Can we sing about that and have a dance battle?
I think it messed up a lot of stuff, actually. Like, I think next year you're going to see the damage that that film did to DC. Because, again, you know, whenever we talk about Warner Brothers and DC, people always want to talk about the Snyder fans. But it's also the Todd Phillips fans are now pissed. You know, most of them did not feel represented. The, you know, fans of Superman Lois are not happy that their show was canceled. And I think it was just yet another nail that Warner Brothers, like, hey, this thing that you really liked that we somehow stumbled into being a success, we just took a blowtorch to.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get too carried away with Superman and Lois. I mean, if we really look at the numbers of that show, they aren't busting the box office wide open.
But those people
it is a good show, though. Weird. It's solid. Yeah.
For me, as a Superman fan, lifelong Superman fan, the best version of Doomsday came from that show.
Well, don't talk about it because I haven't seen season 3 yet, but I want to see it. I'm only 2 seasons into that. I started it about a year ago.
A lot of people really loved the most recent season, and it was doing better than a lot of shows that should have been doing better, like ratings wise. It's nothing to like see. Like, there's a decent amount of people who watch like CW type shows. So
there are people that wanted the CW Flash to replace Ezra Miller. Like you were talking about, DC fans are a completely different animal. They like what they like, and there's not a whole lot of convincing them, even if it's just a 5% here, 10% here type thing.
Yeah, it's definitely lower than 10%. But I think that at that point, anyone to come in and replace Ezra Miller as the Flash, just because of the things that he had done. And wild individual there.
Hey, if you get bored, you should follow up on some of those stories. They've evolved.
They have.
Yeah.
Nothing as chaotic as the origination of these stories, but they've just evolved. They continue to unravel and re-ravel, and there's just interesting aspects to it.
If it's on the internet, it's pretty right, Shane.
Yeah, exactly. It's real, too.